It was spine-tingling stuff yesterday. They had the lead and lost it in the first quarter and got it back. They had the lead and lost it in the third quarter and got it back. And then in the final quarter as well, they were able to come back from behind. And then the last 30 seconds or so was simply brilliant. And this is the way Jack described it yesterday as it all came down to this.
Bouncing around like a pinball. Green, Carlton trying to get the football away. They can't. Now they do. Attacked out of the air. Wiedering kicks it long. They're going to hang on, Carlton. Blues fans, remember this moment. There it is. 23,000 Carlton fans in the house. They've made all the noise of 100,000. A big win for this young football club.
They certainly did make a lot of noise yesterday at Etihad Stadium, and rightly so. And the man who booted that ball away, and yeah, he got pinged for deliberate out-of-bounds of all things, but I don't think he cares one little bit today, is Jacob Wiedering, one of the Blues' young stars, and he's on the line now. Jacob, Peter Donegan here. Congratulations. Surely one of your most memorable moments in footy yesterday, I would think.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for having me, guys. I actually went to my first soccer match on Friday night to see Argentina and Brazil, so I might have taken a little bit of inspiration from there. But, no, obviously great win for the boys. We've got close a couple of times this year. I think we've had three or four games where we've been leading either in the third or the fourth quarter and giving it away. So, yeah, obviously a great result for us to get up against a team that's had a pretty good year.
And the courage and the self-belief that you showed is going to stand you in good stead, because I think most people watching the game yesterday, Jacob, were thinking there'll be a period of maybe 10 minutes where the Giants will get on top of you, kick four goals and maybe just blow the thing apart. But as I said in the intro, every time you had the lead and lost it, you got it back again immediately. It was such a courageous performance as a collective.
Yeah, definitely. I think, it's a combination of a few things. As I said before, we've had three or four chances this year where we could have won the game, but we lost it sort of in that last quarter. And I think our leaders really stood up yesterday. Sam Doherty was brilliant once again. Mark Murphy's leading from the front, and even Matthew Cruiser as well in his 150th. I thought he was very good also. So, but obviously we've got a really young team as well. I thought a few of them stood up, which was great. But as you said before in the intro, yeah, I think it just builds character for the group, and we're gelling really well, both young and old boys, and hopefully it'll hold us in good stead for the rest of the season.
Jacob, they're tough to beat. Only lost the two games leading into your game yesterday. Can you fill the rest of the competition in on what's important when you come up against the Giants and what you focused on yesterday?
No, they're obviously just a very good, a good young side. Obviously, I think their age or their average age is around 24, 25. So they've got a lot of guys in that 50 to 100 game bracket that have had plenty of experience, and obviously a mixture of a few older guys there, but they're just great both inside and out. They've got Scully, Kelly and Whitfield using it really well on the outside, and obviously the big boys down forward. I think Liam Jones in his first game down back was brilliant for us. It gave me a bit of a chop out, it gave Marchie a bit of a chop out, and obviously ASOS going down early certainly helped us. So they're just a great all-round side. I think we just scouted them really well and were able to implement our game plan yesterday.
Jacob, Terry Wallace here. Congratulations on the win. It was fantastic. I think it was great for the competition. You just mentioned Sam Doherty. He's playing some remarkable football. I mean, I think that he's an absolute shoe-in for all Australia.
Yeah, definitely. He's one guy that's been playing some pretty good football for a few years now, and I think he's really starting to get to that elite level. He's a very good user of the ball. He knows when to come off his man and help out his teammates, and I think he had 800 metres gained on the weekend. So, he's a general down back for us. He's a leader of the club, and it's someone that I look up to, definitely. And, he's only 23, which is pretty scary, so he's got a lot of good football years to come.
Is this the best group of games that Matty Cruz has played for the footy club? Because you get the sense that this is the player that everyone sort of wanted, and he looks like he's got his body right now.
Yeah, well, I've only been here for the two seasons, but from what I can see, he worked so hard off the field to get his body right each week. He's obviously been played with injuries throughout his career, but he's just a workhorse. He's the heart and soul of our team. So for him to go out in his 150th and play the game he did yesterday, and yeah, as you said, his last few games or his season for that matter has been terrific. So obviously the midfield's running hot at the moment. I think Gibber and Murph and Ed Kerner, as I said before, the leaders have been doing a terrific job, and Cruz is just complimenting that.
Jacob Wiedering chatting to us around Australia on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Jacob, tell us, I know last year was your first year, but tell us what it's like to have Mark Murphy back out there leading the team every week. I think in many ways, did we almost forget that Murph barely played last year and how hard that would have been for a young team to not have their skipper out there?
Yeah, I mean, last year he was, obviously he wasn't out on the field, but he certainly led from the front still. He was a terrific mentor for all us young boys, especially those in the midfield like David Cunningham, who's also starting to hit his straps, which is good to see. But to have him out there is just really cool, calm and composed with ball in hand. And he steps up in the big moments, which I think as a young team we're going to learn over the journey. But, those leaders, as I've said before, Bryce Gibbs and Murph and Cruz, they've all been standing up in the big moments, and it showed yesterday.
Jacob, how clear is the direction coming from the football club, and clearly that is coming from the coach, about the journey that you guys are going on? Because, when you're not winning a lot of games, to me it's got to be very, very clear cut what you're trying to achieve and where you're trying to head to as a club.
Yeah, it was pretty clear, obviously, I think, in 2015 when, obviously the club went back and drafted Harry Mackay, Charlie Curnow, David Cunningham and Jack Silvani, obviously, and myself. And I think it stems from the top. So the CEO and the president, Mark Lagudicek, they've been doing a really good job off the field in putting the club in the right direction. And obviously the appointment of Bolts in 2015 was a massive contributor to that. And he's a terrific leader of the club, Brendan. He's very good with the individuals. He's got a teaching background. So I think that's the way football's heading nowadays. But he's just been able to gel a group of significant age difference. We don't have a lot of players in that middle age bracket, or that middle games bracket for that matter. So I think obviously it's been we've had a lot of learning opportunities over the last 2 years. Last year we performed reasonably well in the front half of the year and then didn't do so well in the back half, and that's probably been a focus for us this year. We're 3-7 now, obviously post-bye. We want to have a really good second half of the year. I think we only won one game last year in the back half. So we'll just take it week by week. We'll enjoy the win yesterday and review it today, and then I guess focus on Gold Coast up at Metricon this week.
Jacob, it was your 31st game yesterday, your 9th win, and probably the best. Thanks for your time on AFL Nation, and well done yesterday. It was a great game of football.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Jacob Wiedering joining us. And don't forget, Blues supporters, it's not too late to be able to jump on board. So you can be bound by Blue in 2017 and sign up as a member today. Visit carltonfc.com.au to view the range of membership packages on offer. Boys, Blues supporters, Blues members and supporters have got a bit to look forward to for the rest of the season.